God's word for our understanding, for our nourishment, for our strength, comes from the book of James. Now, the epistle of James is rather controversial in the church because Luther really wanted to throw James out because it really doesn't speak the words that we need to hear, but it does. The epistle of James at the third chapter this morning. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unscriptural, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure and peace, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I'm sure there's many of you in here this morning that when you look for a product or something online, or even buy it in the store and on the carton, that's a good sized carton, I'll say some assembly required. Okay? Some assembly required. What do they know about some? You open up that container, you take it out, you have the instruction sheet, and it gives you all the components that are there, whether they're the smallest screw or the largest piece of wood or laminated wood in that box. And so you take it all out and you're wondering, okay, I gotta follow the directions because some wise person put those directions down for me to follow. But I know what I'm doing. And you start constructing that piece, whatever it may be, a bed, or a dresser, or a cabinet of any kind of sort, and you got a few pieces missing, and you wonder where they go. You see, somebody wise and intelligible put those directions down for us to follow them. Wisdom. Wisdom seems to be confusing. Wisdom seems to be confusing among us. But let's take the Greeks, for example. They had a word for it, for wisdom. A sound mind and a sound body. To them, wisdom was the highest of all virtues, and it was to be a philosopher. A philosopher was a lover of wisdom. A philosopher had the highest honor among all the Greeks. To use one's mind to reason logically, to engage in debate and to win, and to ask penetrating questions, this was the most honorable of all human activities. Even in the Christian's life, we like to uphold someone with wisdom and intelligence. But as God comes to us, he comes to us in his word to tell us about wisdom, because we need wisdom and intelligence in our lives. He's saying, don't follow the world, because in the world there's jealousy and strife. But follow the word of God, which is full of that heavenly wisdom. The heavenly wisdom is the wisdom from on high that sent Jesus to live among us and to die, to suffer and die and rise again. That's the wisdom that God wants us to grasp onto. Because you see, your faith is very, very fragile. Your life as a Christian is very, very fragile. because we're tempted by the devil in every which way to follow him and not our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we need God's wisdom. We need that seed of God in our hearts and in our lives so that the Holy Spirit can continue to grab us and pull us toward the Lord Almighty and his word that tells us many things. You see, that word is a seed. Well, I want you to think about that seed. I want you to think about farming. I want you to think about gardening. I want you to think about putting that seed in the ground. That you have just done that work to put the seed in the ground. But how does it come up? A beautiful stalk of corn, or the beans, or sunflower seed. Sunflower, not seed, sunflower. Or flax, or golden wheat. What causes that seed to grow? Naturally, we'll say the water, and the sunshine, and the warmth. But actually, if we really, really want to say something, it is God that causes that seed to grow. Now, God has planted a seed in you. And that seed was planted in you at baptism. When the pastor said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, God grabbed your heart. God grabbed you. God said, you are mine. And the seed that I have planted in you will grow. And that seed of faith will grow. Paul uses a sentence in his second letter to the Corinthians in the 5th chapter. And he's talking about the tents that we are to live in. And talking about Jesus. And then all of a sudden he says, we walk by faith, not by sight. And we walk by faith that seed that was implanted in us. That seed of wisdom. A seed of strength. That seed that is watered by God's word and given strength to grow by the Holy Spirit. See, that Holy Spirit just doesn't leave us alone at baptism. That Holy Spirit comes to us, and he comes to us each and every day that we open God's word to know what God says to us. That he loves us. And he blesses us. Blesses us with the Holy Spirit to cause that faith to grow. And as that faith grows, we know that there are some times when we fail. Sometimes when we sin. Sin against God. Sin against our spouse, sin against our children. And we sin by, oh, it's got to be my way. It's got to be my way, what I do. But you see, God has another way. And that way is love and forgiveness and peace. Jesus said to his disciples, peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you, not as the world gives. Do I give unto you? He is giving us a heavenly peace. And that heavenly peace also is the wisdom of God. The heavenly peace knows who Jesus is. And the Holy Spirit uses that knowledge so that that seed of faith will grow in our lives. And that seed of faith will bring abundant fruit. Because Jesus said, again, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And I chose you to bear abundant fruit. So he had chose us. We didn't choose him. We didn't choose to follow Christ. We didn't choose to follow God at all because by our own nature, we're sinful and we're blind and we follow our own way. We follow what I want, not what God wants. God knows this. And he sent Jesus to die for us and rise again, give us life everlasting and forgiveness of sins so that we would be his servant. And he causes that seed of faith to continue to grow and grow and then burst forth in a bright array of colors and newness. Because the Apostle Paul also said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is past. Behold, the new has come. We're new creatures in Christ with that heavenly wisdom. God says, cling to that wisdom. Don't let that wisdom of heaven go away, but cling to it as a child of God. In Jesus Christ's holy and gracious name, amen. Amen.